Zakt the Elga Mishnah Vayitra Masech Tzchala Peri Gimel Mishnah Yud. Hanaitel Sa'ar Me'isa Schitim. Someone takes a piece of sourdough from a dough of tevel that's made out of wheat, which is mechuyev in chala, because wheat is, of course, one of the chameshes haminim. V'noisin l'tach isa sairis. And he takes the sourdough and he puts it into a dough made out of rice. Of course, there's no chiyev chala from rice, because rice is not one of the chameshes haminim. So zakt the Mishnah. Im yesh batam dugam. If you have the taste of chitim, of wheat over here in the dough, chayev es b'chal. Then it's mechuyev in chal. Yeah, but most of the dough is not wheat. Doesn't make a difference. If you can taste the wheat here, then the whole dough becomes mechuyev in chal. V'im la, but if you can't taste wheat over here, pitura, then it's pater in chal. Ah, you have over here the sa'ar, which comes from a wheat dough. Well, the sar becomes batel in the chulin rice dough. So let me just go back a little bit to Mishnah Ches. Did we not learn in Mishnah Ches that if you have sar from a dough that no truma simarises were taken from, in other words, tevel sar, that's put into a chulin dough, didn't you tell me that the entire dough becomes aser? It doesn't make a difference how little tevel there is? So what happened over here? Here you're telling me, if you don't taste the sa'ar from the wheat dough, it's fine, it becomes batel. Im kain, if that's the case, but it's only us if you taste the wheat. Lama amru atevel iser kolshu. So where did Chazal say that even the smallest amount of tevel is going to aser the entire dough? We learned that in Mishnah Ches. We said, if he doesn't have any pernasa from someplace else, and you have to take off the maestras from here, and here was a case where the person took sa'ar of tevel and put it into a dough that he already took challah from, you're going to have to take challah on everything. The whole thing becomes tevel, a 24th of everything. So the Mishnah answers, that's because it was sa'ar of wheat that was put into a dough of wheat. Min b'minai. You mixed one kind with its own kind. But in our case here, where he takes the sar and puts it into rice, v'shaloi b'minai, a food of one kind, with a different kind, like the sourdough of wheat into rice, here the halach is b'nois and time. It depends if it gives a taste to the mixture or not. Now the Batanura explains to us in the Gemara a very interesting reason for this. How much truma do you have to give? So min ha-Torah, we discussed this when we were learning the Masechtas Truma, chita achas b'teres esekri. Even a single kernel of grain is enough to pater a whole pile. We just said 1/50th. For the average person, that's midrabanan. But min ha-Torah, a single kernel of grain can pater a whole pile of truma. I take out a single kernel, I say, that's my truma for this whole pile, and fine, that was yaitza truma. But Chazal understand that if min ha-Torah, a single kernel of grain can be separated as truma, so on the other side of the coin, a single kernel of tevel is enough to make an entire pile of chulin aser. But that's only if the tevel and the chulin are min b'minoi. Because if we're saying that the kula by truma also becomes a chumra in regard to tevel, if tevel is mixed into it, it's only where truma would work. Now, truma only works min b'minoi. You can't separate from one min on another min as truma. So therefore, explains the Batanura, min b'minoi, like wheat that gets mixed in with wheat, okay, just like even the smallest amount would be good for truma, the smallest amount answers it. But min shaloi b'minai, like wheat into rice, we say no, we don't have this chumra, and it would only become aser if you can actually taste the wheat in the rice.